going to be doing that. Okay. All righty. And what else do we have coming up? What's it say here? Next Sunday, Pastor John continues in the Summer Song Series with He Lives. Right, Mike? Does he? Do we know that? Okay. All righty. We're going to rejoice in that next Sunday. I've already got the five requests filled out. If more of you want, we can maybe spill it into the fall. But anyway, so thanks for those of you who have put in your request. That's Mike's for next Sunday. And it'll be good. Next Sunday also, our monthly food and fellowship fair. Do not forget, bring that steak and shrimp for you know who. Okay. All righty. Is that it? Is there any other announcements there, Sue? What, Linda? Okay, this Saturday, what time? Five to eight. Hoot Owl again?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Linda. For those of you who were not here last Sunday, we took the first of two opportunities for our military Bible sticks that we do annually. There's a couple of them on the table back there. And we showed a shorter version of this that we're going to show here in a minute concerning that. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about it after we see this. Okay.
My son, as I welcome you into the world, as I see you grow and learn and explore, I am full of joy. But I am also afraid. I'm afraid that someday you will see what I have seen. The cruelty. The brutality. And I fear that you will lose your innocence. Lose your optimism. I've seen man at his worst. At his most desperate. I have seen darkness, and I've seen what it does to those of us trying to live in the light. I have lived with fear and anger. Been alone. I've caused pain and have walked away from the people who needed me most. I've served my country with all my strength, but that came with a great cost. And I've often wondered if it was the right choice.
Shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The world, I am full of joy, a joy that surpasses my fear. I pray that you never lose your perspective, your innocence, and your optimism. And even though I have painful memories, I have hope for the future. I have seen men at their worst, but even in the darkness, there is light. Even after all I have done and seen, I know that there is a second chance. I pray for the courage and strength to lead you in truth. I pray that you will see what I have seen, my child.
Service members enter and leave the military, meaning that the great need for the gospel among our military is constant. Your donation will provide chaplains with military Bible sticks to freely give our service members and veterans upon request. For each donation of $25, your family has the opportunity to sponsor a military member and their family. Not only will the service member receive a military Bible stick, but they can request free MP3 audio Bibles for their family members. Your family plays a huge part in the life transformation of our military.
Okay, so as we shared last Sunday, we do this around the 4th of July because it's an appropriate time to focus on that and the opportunity we have to help those. Sorry. Who give us the freedom to do what we're doing here today. And so some of you already gave last week, but again, this week we will take that offering along with the Children's Change the World offering. So when the kids come with the baskets, any bills or checks in the baskets will go to the military Bible stick offering. If you have any questions about that, you can see us or even just give it to Anita if you want directly. That'd be fine, too. If you're writing a check, write it to the church, but designate that it's for the military Bible sticks. Okay? Lord bless you in that. I guess it's time to read a scripture and pray, huh? Okay. If you want to, you have the freedom, like I did, to put a heart around that graphic that's on the top of the bulletin there. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing from the psalmist. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have breath? Yeah. Guess you're included in that. Seven times right there it says praise the Lord. And that's what our focus is today. I invite you to join me in blessing the Lord in many ways today. Father, as we come into your house, we are thankful and grateful for you and your marvelous love and grace and mercy and all the blessings you bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, again, that we have the freedom to do so, and we pray your blessing on all those who make that possible for us and their families. Thank you, Lord, that we can unite together by your Spirit and lift to you a praise and a worship that you are worthy of as you anoint it and as you anoint us in that process and as we are united with you in a way that you've made possible only through your Son. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Stand.